Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean. God's Will and the Ocean. True Father speaks on true parents and indemnity. Page 243. The ministers in Christianity have the most valuable books in the world. They have the Old Testament and the New Testament. However, try as they may, they don't understand what these books are all about. They cannot always make a connection between the two testaments. Not only that, they cannot always make a connection between the Bible and the world as it is today. The Bible exists in many homes as something which decorates the bookshelf, but it has no bearing on the events of the world today. It's often a mystery to intelligent people what connection the Bible has to the world today, to the culture at hand, and the future towards which we are moving. More and more people no longer look to the Christian church as providing a function which is needed in this society. In this way, without a doubt, Christianity is declining. This alienation is the very point from which Christianity is suffering. On the other hand, look at the Unification Church. We know the principles through which life unfolds. We know the pattern and timetable of God's providential history. Thus we know clearly where we come from and where we have to go. When I was about to go into prison, many members cried and repented. However, I said to them, "Do you know why I am going there? And do you know what is waiting for me when I come out of there? Do you understand the goal and objective of my going to Danbury?" I knew there were several crucial things which I had to do while I was in Danbury. I knew that I had to accomplish things which American history could never erase, for however long it lasted. In Danbury, the prison officials were surprised to see many famous people come and visit me. They saw people from the Justice Department and the State Department visit me. They wondered, how can Reverend Moon have such famous people come and visit him? They wondered about that. Anyway, I did it. They thought, hey, this is America. This isn't Korea. How can he do that? How come this man is leading so many people in America? You know, inside our movement, the American members think the same thing. They wonder why I do things the way that I do, why I don't do things in an American style. I don't exactly know what American people outside our movement are like, but I know the ones inside our church very well. I can catch that kind of thinking right away. I know more about you than you know about yourselves. That's one reason why I'm the leader of the unification movement, not you. In 10 years, in spite of everything, I have accomplished everything in America that I said I would. Some members in the church think, well, I've been in the Unification Church for 10 years, and I don't even have a new dress to show for it. I don't have a family. What will be my future? You may be complaining inside yourself like that. Have you never complained like that in the past? What will you do if after 10 years, I order you to start fundraising all over again? This time around, we should have a more meticulous organization than we had before. You may cry when you go out, but you would still have to go out. I might decide something like that. I know that your situation is a very difficult one. And you feel that I'm a strange person. I'm not making you work so hard. Actually, your ancestors in the spiritual world worked much harder than you for this nation. They are pushing you. You Americans with blue eyes don't know the spiritual world so well. Oriental people have very small eyes. That means that they can see deep into the spiritual world, while the big eyes of Western people can only see the external world. For example, when the camera lens is opened wide, it can only see a few feet away. However, the smaller the aperture, the more distance it can see. My eyes are very small, and I can look deep into eternity. Also, blue is not a deep color. Black eyes are very deep. I like black eyes. That color is the color of African people. I like that. How about this? I have black eyes, and when I ask professors who have blue eyes to come, they come. At the same time, when these world-famous blue-eyed professors ask me to come, I don't go. The thing is, they understand. Why? It is because I know them inside and out, and they know that. Do you know how difficult it is to make a match? I can do it for hundreds of couples in just a few hours. These matches are very good matches. How can I do that in just a few hours' time? Can you do that? No. So then, you need me. That's true. You Western people need me. Yes. Well, I say you don't need me. You don't need me at all. No, no, no. Yes. Well then, maybe you do. You young American people like excitement. You like too much excitement. Why am I talking about all these things? It is because no one in this country understands what I am doing. Not even Unification Church members understand what I am doing. You have not understood me for the last 10 years. It's a miserable situation. If you don't understand me, how can I ever hope to have the American people understand me? It's not only you. My own family never understood me. My own brothers and sisters didn't understand me. They were so puzzled by me that in a way, they acted against me. America may be a great country, and Americans may be great people, but all you think about is your own nation. How can you be so great if you think that way? The problems of the world aren't so important to you. There are situations today in some countries where millions and millions of people are starving. Can you understand that? No, you cannot understand that. What I have to do is connect the better side of this world to the spiritual world. And then I have to turn my eyes down into the deepest hell, and I have to pay attention to the most miserable situations. I have to solve that whole thing. The outside world wants to measure me with inches, but I'm going by miles. There are two different measurements, two different criteria. They don't know what I'm doing or why, but I have a deep responsibility. I have to teach the people who can be responsible in a language they can understand. I have to teach the Christian people what to do. I also have to teach the people in the deep part of hell what they must do, and I have to teach them in a language they understand. It's very complex. A good example of this is American women. They want to stand at the highest, most respected place in society. However, I have to drop them down into the lowest hell and leave them to work themselves up from there. When they plummet down there, they find that they are still able to survive. They never imagined that they would have to live in such a miserable place, but they are still the same person they were before. Not only that, I have to move people from one extreme to another. This means the Oriental people have to come all the way to the West, and Western people have to go all the way to the Orient. I have to bring people of every extreme together. They can't die when I do things like this to them. They have to keep on living. Then they find out that they do indeed keep on living. Their eyes start to grow, and they find that their outlook on life is changing and getting much larger. In this way, even though they are resisting all the way, they are improving as people. Before, all they could do was look straight forward. They couldn't look up or down, left or right. Now their eyes can look in any direction. They can look all around and see the whole world around them. Before, Americans could only see America. Now they see the world and they notice that it has become so small that they want to put it into their back pocket. Don't you think this is an improvement? Tune in tomorrow for the continuation of True Parents and Indemnity. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.